Speaking of surprises, do you remember that first day we came into Judea? Oh, that's right. You weren't there that day. Well, that was a strange afternoon, let me tell you. We had just come into Judea, and a large crowd had gathered around, as usual. And some Pharisees were there, and they were arguing with Jesus, as usual. That day it was about divorce. And then these two kids came running up. Now, there are always kids everywhere we go. People bring their kids to Jesus for blessing or healing. And usually they come up quietly and respectfully, and they stand and wait to be invited. But these two kids had gotten away from their mom, and they were running around chasing each other and laughing, and they came running right up to where Jesus and the Pharisees were talking. James and John grabbed them and kind of pulled them aside, and their mother was kind of running up, red-faced. Now, I could see that Jesus was angry, and I felt badly for that woman who was about to feel the sting of his sharp tongue. But instead, he turned to James and John and said, "Why do you turn the little ones away? Let the children come to me." He invited the two children to come forward and all the children and families from the crowd around. He knelt down by the children and he talked to them. He spoke to each one. And then he took them in his arms and he blessed each one by name. Then he stood up and said, "Listen to what I'm telling you. Anyone who will not receive God's kingdom like a little child will never enter it." He started to turn away from the crowd, and I thought we were going to move on, but suddenly a man came running up and knelt in front of Jesus. You could tell just by looking that he was rich, and when he spoke, I thought he must be very well educated. Now, I thought he would ask Jesus to heal someone. Usually when someone comes running up and throws themselves at Jesus that way, they're looking for healing. But his concern was for something different. He asked Jesus, "Good teacher, what must I do to gain eternal life?" Jesus questioned him, and he said he had followed all the commandments of God since he was a child. And I believed him. I was impressed with his responses and his manner. Jesus looked at him, and he had that look in his eye, the same way he looked at Peter and James and John just when he was going to ask them to follow. And I thought how great it would be to have that educated man coming with us on our journey. But then Jesus said, "You are missing one thing. Go and sell your possessions and give all you have to the poor, and then come and follow me." The man's face fell, and he turned around slowly, and he walked away. Jesus watched until he was lost in the crowd, and then he turned to us and he said, "How hard it is for rich people to enter the kingdom of heaven." The others looked as confused as I felt. If God had blessed that man with wealth and education, how could he not enter the kingdom of heaven? But Jesus said it again, "Children, how hard it is to enter the kingdom of heaven. As hard as it is for a camel to go through the eye of a needle, that's how hard it is for a rich person to enter the kingdom of God." Well, you know Jesus loves to make such exaggerations, but that one was really surprising. How could it be that that young man who had kept the commandments and been blessed would not be part of the kingdom of God? Peter spoke up, as usual, "Then who can be saved?" Jesus said, "For people it is impossible, but with God all things are possible." Peter and Jesus kept talking, and Peter reassured Jesus that those of us who have given up our former lives to follow Jesus will be rewarded. "As far as I'm concerned, following Jesus is my reward. Now that I've met him, I wouldn't want to live any other way." But still, just when I think I'm beginning to understand him, we have a crazy day like that one, and I think I hardly understand at all. I just know that he loves us, and he loves God, and he is speaking the truth, and I know that what he says is important. I think about that day a lot. I remember those children, their eager faces and their shy smiles as they walked up to Jesus, the look in their eyes when he blessed them. Those children came to Jesus with nothing, offering him nothing, simply trusting and receiving his love. And then I think about the Pharisees. They believe they are so righteous, and all they do is argue with Jesus. They never stop to listen to what Jesus has to say. They're only concerned about themselves, about proving that they are right and making sure that everyone knows it. They look down on people who are poor or sick or anyone they don't think is religious enough. They look down on Jesus because Jesus cares for and spends time with all those people. And then I think about that rich man who went away so sad, and I wonder if we'll ever see him again. He really had wanted to follow Jesus, but even more, he wanted to hold on to his wealth. It's like that story Jesus told a while ago about the sower who sows the seeds of God's word. Some of it falls on thorny ground, he said, and the cares of the world. Wealth and status and work, family, all those other things can choke out those little shoots so that they can't grow. Perhaps the powerful and wealthy come with too much to lose, wanting to accept Jesus, but only on their own terms. They want the fancy words, but they're not prepared to accept what Jesus offers, a love that will transform lives. I hope someday that young man realizes that Jesus is the real treasure, and maybe he'll come looking for us again. The words that Jesus spoke that day are still clear in my mind. God's kingdom belongs to people like these little children. How hard it is for the rich to enter the kingdom of heaven. Many who are first will be last, and the last will be first. I don't always understand what Jesus says, but I know what he does. He gives himself away to us every day to teach us and heal us and bring us closer to God. He gives his energy and his love and his power so that we might see the kingdom of God is right here with us whenever we love each other in that same way. I don't know what's going to happen when we get to Jerusalem, but I'm going to follow him there. I'd follow him anywhere. Oh, look, there's a village. Maybe we can stop for the night. It's been such a long day of walking. Anyway, you were saying something about surprises?